Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
And the love of the Lord never fails us, never fails us. And that is Girl King. And the title of the song that we gave to you right here on Heart to Heart is He Shall Never Fail Me. And why am I saying that? I got Dwayne and Luca on the line. Woo! Now, why am I talking about Dwayne and Luca? I'm so excited. They were at the Witumelo Media Awards. They were nominated and now they are winners. So we got Dwayne van Rensburg, Best Sports Presenter, of course. Yebo. We got SD Gelden Mays, Best Current Affairs Show, Delft Steeds Deeper. We got Lou Komkweri Puti, Best Afternoon Drive Show presenter. And the last one, but not least, Best Late Night Show, Late Night Journey to Radio Pulpit. Is it still you, Luca?
Is it still?
Is it still you? Best Late Night Show, Late Night Journey?
Pastor Ray?
It doesn't have a name. Congratulations, Luca. Obert Dwayne, hoe gaan dat met u?
Well, it's always good when I hear you, especially when you get this unexpected phone call in the middle of the day.
That's no warning, wow. Dwayne, no warning.
No, why should I warn you guys? I should be celebrating you. So I'm the excited one more than you. Congratulations. Congratulations. So,
thank you.
Yeah, so when you knew you were nominated and you went into that hall on Friday, what did you feel like, Luca? And then to you, Obert Dwayne?
I think, to be honest with you, I honestly made every excuse in the room not to actually show up on Friday. I told Miss Gideon and Miss Enika I was working until 6 o'clock. It didn't make sense. The logistics around picking up my kids, taking them to my sister. Miss Gideon said, I am going to make sure somebody does your show and you go to the awards. I'm like, but then there's no one to look after my kids. My sister comes out quite late. And she said, I'll take those kids and I'll take them to your sister.
Oh, my.
Eventually, I was like, I don't have a choice in the shop. Honestly, for me, it was just about showing up. And I think it was all of... I still think this is Enika. I don't feel like going. Not because I had anything against the awards. I didn't know much about them.
Mm-hmm.
But because I just... Honestly, I wasn't in that space. I didn't feel like going. And I didn't even have an ounce of... hope of winning, you know, because I'd already made up my mind as a guy, whatever, it really doesn't matter. But it's kind of a shocker for me. It was really, really a shocker for me.
Obert Dwayne, how did it feel for you to walk into that? Yeah?
John, just to tap it off, man, I was actually on my way out of the awards when Luca came rushing into the awards. because she still had the afternoon drive stick for him to do. So yeah. I was already out when she came in. But Sissy Sibongile, just a correction. Luca was the winner in this conversation. Dwayne was just a nominee. I did not win my category. But it doesn't change the fact that, you know what, Mayor, you will know exactly what I'm saying now, and I think Luca will vouch for me.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we get so distracted between the four walls of a studio, and we sometimes lose sight because we literally have no sight outside the four walls except the mic in front of us.
Uh-huh.
And now and then, one just needs to remind ourselves not to become complacent in the godly responsibility and privilege that God gives us to broadcast. And what Friday evening did was, it showed us that there is listeners. There is people out there that gets affected by our voices that we use on the radio. So I am honored, I am humbled just by the fact that I was nominated. But listen, I'm in the presence of a winner. So you go, congratulations to you.
But we thank God for even the nomination, Obert, because
you're...
It just shows that we are doing something right.
Can I get on that? I hope Luca is going to vouch for me as well. But when we entered there, remember, this was the community radio award. Uh-huh. So everyone in that room didn't have the same spiritual and Christian view as we had.
Exactly.
So we were between people that do not perhaps have a relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think to be seen in that world, we are a shining light and beacon. That's what God called us to be. But to be amongst those people, and the next moment they mention the word radio pulpit.
Yeah.
Listen, we might be a Christian radio station, but we are not out of this world. We are the trendsetters of this world if it comes to standard. And yeah. I think Luco and Pastor Rael Gordy, they deserved it so thoroughly because they shine their lights in the presence of peers that don't even acknowledge the name of Jesus from a pulpit.
Ah, you all did well. May the Lord keep keeping you, and congratulations. I think we deserve a little mini speech, Obuch. Don't you think so, from Luco right now?
Yes.
I know she's coming in. I know she's coming in at 4, but just a little tiny winsy beatsy. Don't you think, Obuch?
I actually just want to say something. When Dwayne speaks about us really just flying the Jesus flag, it is interesting when Enika and I went to pick up Pastor Ray's award, just how everybody immediately thought the church, they went, amen, ready pulpit, hallelujah, and they were laughing, going up on stage, going like, what's this about? But it really made a mark. They recognized Radio Pulpit for the Jesus flag.
Wow. Keep flying the Jesus flag. We love you. Keep winning more. And I am talking to award winners. Obuch, yes, you were nominated to us. You are an award winner all the way through.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank
I love you.
You
guys. Congratulations once more. Thank you. I just had to celebrate you. We just had to celebrate you. Congratulations. And thank you for not being busy. And I was like, tell me you're not busy. I'm not busy. Okay, hold it. So, I love you guys. Have a great day.
From 6 to 8, I'm ready for you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is a award-winning and a nomination presenting coming to you live.
Yeah, you will be on air from 6 to 8, Obuch, and Luco from 4 to 6. So, you're handing over to each other. All right. I see it.
Yep.
I see it. I think I need to move. I think I need to move and do something else so that I get closer to the winners. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, my. God is so awesome. Flying the Jesus flag, hey? Flying the Jesus flag. And congratulations to all four of them. Congratulations to Esti, Luco, and with Dwayne and Pastor Ray. This one, it's not written here. It talks about the late night show, but didn't say Pastor Ray. Ah, I could have called Pastor Ray. I owe him a call as well.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.